今日主的信息是使人和睦的人有福了第二十二讲。
Today's sermon topic is Blessed are the Peacemakers, Part 22.
我们会将三节经文再一次读出来。
And let us read three verses together.
新约圣经路加福音第九章二十三到二十五节。
In the book of the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 23 to 25.
找到的我们一起读。耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人若赚得全世界，却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？
Then he said to them all, If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self?
当每一次安静的时候，神的灵都给我有同一个睇见。
And each time I had quiet time before the Lord, he gave me the same insight.
就是我感受到一位慈爱的天父。
Is that I felt that this loving heavenly father.
一位怜悯的天父。
And this merciful heavenly father.
一位爱我的天父。
This heavenly father who loves me.
他好可怜。
It is very woeful for him.
我相信很少人有这样的睇见。
I believe that not many people can see this.
但在整个星期里面呢。
But in the past week,
每一次当我安静的时候
Each time that I had quiet time before the Lord
圣灵都给我有同一个睇见
The Holy Spirit had gave me the same insight
在整个人类历史当中
In all of the history of mankind
很多很多事情的发生之后
After many things have happened
我们感受到他真是一位可怜的天父
I felt that he was truly a very woeful heavenly father
为什么我这样讲呢
Why do I say this?
因为圣经记载
Because the Bible records
圣经启示
And the Bible reveals
神爱世人
That God so loved the world
真实到不得了
This is true
一位慈爱的天父
And this heavenly father
在整个人类的历史当中
In all of the history of mankind
为了爱世上每一个人
Because he loved each and every person in the world
他作出很多的牺牲
He made many sacrifices
他作出很多的舍弃
And he gave up many things
他付上沉重的代价
He paid a very heavy price
来爱世上的每一个人
To love each and every person in this world
但结果是怎样呢?
But what was the result?
就是绝大部分的世人
Is that the majority of mankind
不爱这位慈爱的天父
Do not love this heavenly father
神爱世人
God so loved the world
世人却不爱神
But mankind does not love God
在整个人类历史直到如今
In all of human history to this very day
我们从圣经的启示当中知道
From the revelations in the Bible we know
这位慈爱的天父这位怜悯的天父
That this merciful and loving Heavenly Father,
无论他付上任何的代价爱世上的人
that no matter what sacrifice he made to love the people in this earth,
但他仍然面对一次一次的打击和伤害
but time and time again, he is challenged and faced difficulties.
在创世开始的时候神爱亚当夏娃
in the creation, God loved Adam and Eve.
神创造天地万物宇宙穹苍
He created the heavens and the earth and the skies and the seas.
神爱亚当夏娃
God loved Adam and Eve.
爱到一个地步呢
He loved them to the extent
将自己的生命赐了给他们
that he gave them his life.
一个有神形象的生命
a life that was created in the image of God.
不单止这样
and not only so.
神为亚当夏娃创造了伊甸园
for Adam and Eve, he created the Garden of Eden.
神盼望亚当夏娃生养众多，遍满全地
and God hoped that Adam and Eve would multiply.And fill the earth.
然后亚当夏娃的后裔
and the descendants of Adam and Eve,
世世代代在神的伊甸园当中
that generation after generation would live in the Garden of Eden,
享受那份永恒的福乐
to enjoy the eternal blessings there,
享受那份永恒的与神同在
and to enjoy residing with the Lord forever,
享受那份永恒的恩典和怜悯
and to enjoy the eternal blessings and mercy from God.
但很可惜亚当夏娃不爱神
But woefully, Adam and Eve did not love God.
他们作出的抉择就 就是離棄神。
They made a decision to forsake the Lord.
叛逆神。
That is to turn away from him.
得出嚟嘅結果係乜嘢呢？
And the result of this,
佢哋被趕離伊甸園。
Is that they were banished from the Garden of Eden.
亦都成個人類嘅歷史開始有一個其實好令人難過憂傷嘅歷史。
And so began the woeful and shameful history of mankind.
全世界嘅人都會喺黑暗、痛苦、罪惡。絕望和等待滅亡當中。
All people in the world are living in darkness, woefulness, and are waiting for eternal.
因為神愛世人的緣故。
And because God loved all of mankind.
神的心憂傷難過。
God's heart was mournful.
所以在創世記的第六章記載了。
So that in Genesis chapter 6 it says.
神的心憂傷。
God's heart was sorrowful.
但神愛世人。
But God loved mankind.
即使神面對打擊和傷害。
And even though God faced challenges and attacks.
神冇放棄對世人嘅愛。
God did not abandon his love for mankind.
神冇放棄對世人嘅恩典同埋憐憫。
And God did not stop giving blessings and mercy to all of mankind.
所以神揀選咗亞伯拉罕。
So God chose Abraham.
神揀選咗以色列民族。
And he chose the nation of the Israelites.
神本來定義要賜福俾以色列民族。
And God purposed to give blessings to the Israelites.
讓以色列民族世世代代在神的恩典当中。
So that generation after generation would be under the blessings from God.
神曾经应许亚伯拉罕。
And God once promised Abraham.
君王要从以色列民族而出。
That the kings will be from the nation of Israelites.
神的国度从以色列民族而立。
And the nation of God will be from the Israelites.
人类的救主要在以色列民族诞生。
And the savior of mankind will be a descendant from the Israelites.
然后将救恩带给全世界。
To bring salvation to the entire world.
更大的恩典是什么呢？
And an even greater blessing.
神为以色列民族预备了迦南地。
Is that God prepared the land of Canaan for the Israelites.
一个神的应许地。
The promised land.
一个流奶与蜜之地。
A land of milk and honey.
神本来盼望以色列民族呢世世代代在迦南地里面。
And God hoped that the Israelites, that generation after generation, would live in the land of Canaan.
享受神的恩典和怜悯。
To enjoy the blessings and mercy from God.
但很可惜。
But woefully.
以色列民族同样走上亚当夏娃的路。
The Israelites followed in the footsteps of Adam and Eve.
他们作出了抉择。
And they made a decision.
他们离弃神。
To abandon God.
他们叛逆神。
And to turn away from him.
结果他们不能够进入迦南地。
And as a result, they were not able to enter into the land of Canaan.
他们在人生的旷野里面漂流。
And then in the wilderness of their lives, they drifted.
弟兄姊妹，过去3500年以来。
Brothers and sisters, in the past 3,500 years.
以色列民族一直活在黑暗、痛苦、罪恶和绝望当中。
The nation of Israelites.Continue to live in darkness, sin, and hopelessness.
而且会一直到主耶稣基督荣耀再来的时间。
And this will continue until the glorious second coming of our Lord Jesus.
当这位慈爱的天父看到这种情况的时候呢。
And when the loving Heavenly Father sees this.
他真的心中忧伤。
His heart is sorrowful.
所以我们在路加福音的第19章呢。
So in Luke chapter 19.
记载了道成肉身的主。
It records that the word became flesh, the Lord.
为耶路撒冷哀哭。
He wept for Jerusalem.
那个是一个内心伤痛无比的哀哭。
And this weeping was from the bottom of his heart.
神爱以色列民族。
God loved the Israelites.
要好像母鸡聚集小鸡一样。将以色列民族荫庇在自己的翅膀底下。
Like a mother hen gathering her chicks under her wings.
只是以色列民族。不愿意。
But the Israelites were not willing.
所以每一次从圣经当中看到主耶稣基督的哀哭的时候呢。
So each time when I see that the Lord Jesus wept.
当主耶稣说耶路撒冷啊耶路撒冷啊的时候呢。
When the Lord Jesus said Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
其实我心为到主耶稣基督去忧伤难过。
My heart will also feel sorrowful for the Lord Jesus.
但弟兄姊妹即使一位天地的主天地的神
But brothers and sisters, even though the Lord and God of heaven and earth
再一次受到打击和伤害
Once again is attacked and is hurt
他仍然没有放弃对世人的份爱
He does not give up on his love for all of mankind
所以在2000年前呢
So 2000 years ago
慈爱的天父付上无比沉重的代价
The heavenly father paid a heavy price
差遣救主耶稣基督降生在这个地上
And sent the Lord savior appeared Jesus Christ into this earth.
藉著十字架成就了永恆的救恩。
And through the cross, he accomplished the eternal salvation.
為世人預備了在基督裡一個豐盛的人生。
And he prepared for those who believe in him to have an abundant life.
為世人預備了在基督裡豐盛的恩典和憐憫。
And for people on this earth, he prepared abundant blessings.
但很可惜。
But woefully.
在過去二千年的歷史裡面，俾我哋睇到一件事情。
In the past 2,000 years of history, we can see.
世人的抉擇仍然是拒絕耶穌基督所帶來的恩典和憐憫。
The decision of mankind is to reject the blessings and mercy brought through our Lord Jesus Christ.
人寧願抉擇在世界裡面生活。
Man continues to choose to live in the world.
卻不願意在基督裡面過去的人生。
And are not willing to live their lives in the Lord.
不單止未信主的朋友是這樣。
Not only people who are not yet believers are like this.
2000年的教會歷史告訴我們聽。
But in the 2000 year history of the church.
大部分的基督聖徒同樣在這樣的光景當中。
That the majority of Christians are in a similar situation.
都是抉擇在世界裡面過人生。
That they continue to choose to live in the world.
而不在基督裡面過我們的人生。
And do not live their lives in the Lord Jesus.
所以神的心再一次的憂傷難過。
So the heart of God is once again woeful and sorrowful.
在約翰福音的第11章记载了主耶稣哭了。
In the book of John chapter 11, it records that Jesus wept.
很多人都不明白为什么主耶稣当时会哭。
Many people do not understand why Jesus would weep.
旁边的人形容他哭得很恳切。
And people around him said that he was weeping deeply.
意思是主耶稣哭得很哀动。
That is, Jesus was weeping and he was very moved.
非常大的忧伤和难过。
And he was very troubled and sorrowful.
但如果我们细心再去看圣经的启示的时候呢，
But if we continue to look at the revelations through the Bible,
主耶稣基督的忧伤难过。
We can see that Jesus was weeping and sorrowful.
是因为世上的人，包括基督圣徒在内。
Because of mankind, including Christian believers.
宁愿选择在世界的坟墓里面过生活。
Who continue to choose to live in the grave that is this world.
却不抉择在基督耶稣里面过去的人生。
And do not choose to live in the Lord Jesus in their lives.
所以主耶稣哭了。
So Jesus wept.
但即使神面对再一次沉重的打击，
And even though God faced once again a challenge,
神仍然没有放弃对世人的爱。
God did not give up on his love for mankind.
所以为慈爱的天父竟然在世界要结束的时候，
So this loving heavenly father, at the end of this age,
为世人预备了永恒的新天新地。
God has prepared a new kingdom and new earth.
圣经很清楚的启示，
And the Bible clearly reveals this to us.
这个世界有一天一定要结束的，
That one day this world will surely end.
因为这个世界已经堕落到不能够再存留的地步，
Because this world has fallen to a state where it can no longer exist.
如果我们真的好好看这个世界，
If we truly look at this world,
我们发觉人心越来越败坏，
we can see the hearts of man are becoming increasingly corrupt,
人心越来越扭曲，
and their hearts are increasingly distorted,
世界充满各种各样的罪恶，
and this world is filled with many kinds of sins.
所以有一日神要用天火焚毁这个世界，
so that one day God will send a fire from above and this world will perish.
但在这样的境况之下呢，
but in this situation,
神竟然仍然愿意为世人预备了永恒的新天新地。
God has prepared a new kingdom and new earth.
在那里再没有罪恶，
where there is no more sin.
再没有死亡，
where there is no more death.
再没有痛苦，
there is no more mourning.
再没有哭号，
and there is no more tears.
再没有疼痛，
there is no more pain.
在一个永恒福乐的地方，
and it is a place of eternal joy.
神为世上每一个人预备了，
and God has prepared this for all of mankind.
只要因信耶稣基督都能够得着，
and through believing in the Lord Jesus, we can attain it.
但非常非常之可惜，
but what is woeful?
从这个世界里面的发展，我们看到一件事，
is that through the expansion of this world, we can see
绝大部分的人，
is that the majority of people
仍然抉择了拒绝神的恩典，
continue to reject blessings from God，
拒绝进入永恒的新天新地，
and reject to enter into the new kingdom and new earth，
宁愿作出一个非常错误的抉择，
and instead they make a wrong decision，
将来进入永恒的地狱 永恒的火湖里面永恒的受苦。
To enter into the internal hell or internal burning lake of sulfur.
从整个人类的历史发展到如今呢？
And through the expansion of human history to this very day.
到将来世界的结局。
Until the end of this age.
我很肯定一件事情。
I am certain of this.
这位天地的主，天地的神。
That the Lord and God of heaven and earth.
他的心一直的忧伤难过。
His heart continues to be sorrowful.
所以我自己在过去一星期里面有这份很强烈的感受。
So in the past week, I had this very profound feeling.
但正正因为这样的时候呢，我们会发现的事情。
But because the Bible says this, we will find this.
我们真是一群神所爱的人。
Is that we are people who are truly loved by God.
我们真是一群神所恩待的人。
And we are people that God truly blesses.
因为神仍然在这个世代当中呢。向我们讲说话。
Because God continues to be in this world to speak to us.
启示我们。
And to reveal to us.
引导我们去在基督耶稣里过我们的人生。
To live our lives in the Lord Jesus.
我经常想到一件事情。
I often remember this.
别人怎样抉择是他自己的决定。
How others choose, it is their decision.
但我怎样抉择是我自己的决定。
But what I choose,It is my decision.
所以神盼望我们呢,
so God hopes that we,
在一个充满痛苦伤害的世代当中,
in a world that is filled with pain and suffering,
我们能够因为在神的恩典当中呢, 作出一个决定,
that because of God's grace, we can make a decision,
就是我一生一世要活在基督耶稣里,
is that for all the days of my life, I want to remain in the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹, 如果这个真是我的决定的话呢,
brothers and sisters, if this is truly our choice,
记得我上次跟弟兄姊妹思想过,
I remember that last week we reflected on this.
有三个字我们一定需要掌握的,
is that there are three words we must grasp.
第一就是个要字,
the first is want.
一个坚定不移的决心,
a steadfast and firm decision.
没有任何的环境,
that no matter what the circumstance,
没有任何的人与事,
and there is no people or matter,
没有任何的藉口原因叫我们放弃这个决定,
there is no excuses or reasons that makes us let go of this determination.
所以我在上一次的正道结束的时候跟大家讲,
so at the conclusion of the previous sermon, we said,
盼望我们都能够好像个瞎子一样,
may we be like the blind man,
在主面前有一个立字,
into a covenant before God.
主啊, 我要跟从你,
Lord, I want to follow you.
主啊, 我要活在基督耶稣里,
Lord, I want to live in Christ.
如果我们有掌握了这个要字的时候呢,
if we have grasped this word want,
今天我们会思想第二个字,
then we will reflect on the second word,
就是个舍字,
that is deny.
舍的属灵意义是什么呢?
What is the meaning of deny?
就是如果这个真是我的标杆,
is that if this is truly our goal,
在基督耶稣里面过我的人生,
if I am to live my life in the Lord Jesus,
是我的目标,
and if this is our goal,
是我的理想,
and this is our dream,
是我的期望,
and this is our hope,
甚至乎是我的梦想的时候呢,
and it is our aspiration,
我必须作出牺牲舍弃付代价的行动,
then I must do the action of be willing to sacrifice and willing to pay the price.
因为这个是天国里面一个属灵的原则。
This is a character of the heavenly kingdom.
亦都是主耶稣基督生命的榜样。
And it is also the life example of the Lord Jesus.
当我和大家思想这个写这个字的时候呢,
when we look at this word deny,
我要和大家看一段经文下。
We must look at this passage.
一段大家非常非常熟悉的经文。
It is a passage that we are all very familiar with.
记载在新约圣经腓立比书。
It is in the book of Philippians.
第二章
Chapter 2
第五节到第十一节
Verses 5 to 11
这个是使徒保罗给我们的提醒和教导
And this is the reminder that Apostle Paul gives us
也是主耶稣基督一个生命的榜样
And it is also the life example of our Lord Jesus
我们会将这段经文读出来先
Let us read these verses together
新约圣经腓立比书第二章五到十一节
In the book of the New Testament Philippians chapter 2 Verses 5
to 11 找到我们一起慢慢读下，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝， 无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Brothers and sisters, if you look carefully at this passage, it reveals two things. Is that these are principles of the heavenly kingdom, and they are different to the principles of this earth. The second is that this is the life example of the Lord Jesus, and is something that we must learn from. So what is a spiritual principle of the heavenly kingdom? Is that God loves mankind. God does not want a single one to be lost and wants each person to be saved. God has prepared blessings and mercy for us. And God has purposed for mankind to live in his blessings and mercy. And this is a purpose that God has already set. And even though this is a purpose that God has set, God has to pay the price. And he has to sacrifice. And he has to pay a heavy price. Then this goal can be accomplished. And it is not logic, but it is action. So the Lord Jesus came into this earth, and he gave himself on the cross, so that he can prepare eternal salvation for all of mankind, so that mankind can receive the blessings and mercy that he has prepared for them. And this spiritual principle is applied to our lives, and it is a very precious reminder. Brothers and sisters, in all of history there is only one freely given grace, and that is the salvation that the Lord Jesus accomplished on the cross.
人能够蒙恩归主,
that man can receive salvation.
完完全全是出于神的恩典,
it is purely through God's grace.
出于神的拣选,
and through God's choosing.
出于神的寻找,
it is through God's seeking us.
出于神的呼召,
and through God's calling.
出于神的感动,
and it is through God moving us.
神再赐给我们一份信心和悔改的心,
so that he gives us faith and a heart of repentance.
所以每一个人蒙恩归主,
so each person in order for them to receive salvation,
完完全全是白白的恩典,
it is purely through God's grace,
被称为奇异的恩典,
and that is the amazing grace.
但在这个十字架救恩以外的恩典,
but aside from this grace through the cross,
由创世直到永恒,
from creation until eternity,
神都有一个属灵的原则,
God has spiritual principles,
就是这些蒙恩的人呢,
is that these people who are saved,
需要有
they have a responsibility and duty. God has already prepared abundant blessings.
在基督耶稣里，一切属灵的恩典的福分,
in the Lord Jesus, all of these spiritual blessings,
神已经为我们丰丰富富预备了,
God has abundantly prepared for us.
但能不能享受到呢?
But are we able to attain these?
能不能得着呢?
Whether or not we can receive these,
我们必须效法主的样式呢?
We must follow in the example of the Lord,
就需要有作出牺牲,
is that we must be willing to sacrifice,
作出舍弃,
willing to give ourselves,
付上代价,
and pay the price,
然后才能够得着,
so that we can attain these.
弟兄姊妹, 这个属灵的 原则呢?
Brothers and sisters, this spiritual principle.
由创世开始,
from creation.
从圣经的启示当中,
through the revelations in the Bible.
从圣经的历史当中,
and through the history of the Bible.
从人生的历史当中,
and through the history of mankind.
我们都发觉是真真实实。
We can see that this is true.
在当中我今天和大家思想几个的例子。
Today we will reflect on a few examples.
神为他所爱的人已经预备了恩典。
God has prepared blessings for those he loves.
而且定义要他们得着。
And he has purposed for them to have them.
但这些蒙恩的人呢?
But these people who are blessed.
亦都是必须有当尽的责任。
Also have their duty and responsibilities.
在当中有三个例子。
And there are three examples.
第一个例子是亚伯拉罕。
The first is the example of Abraham.
弟兄姊妹都知道亚伯拉罕是一个在神面前蒙大福的人。
We all know that Abraham was a truly blessed man before God.
神要赐大福给他。
And God gave him great blessings.
君王要从他而出。
That kings would descend from his line.
国度要从他而立。
And nations will be established under him.
万族必因他的后裔而得福。
And through his descendants of the people would be blessed.
他最后成为信心之父。
And in the end, he was the father of faith.
在整个人类历史当中。
And through all of human history.
每一个和他有相同的信心去信靠神的人。
Each person who had a faith that was similar to his to believe in God.
都成为亚伯拉罕属灵的后裔。
They are all spiritual descendants of Abraham.
所以在亚伯拉罕的一生当中。
So in the life of Abraham.
直到以后世世代代。
Until all descendants.
我们都确定一件事情。
We know this surely.
亚伯拉罕在神面前一个非常蒙恩蒙福的人。
Is that Abraham was a truly blessed person.
但是弟兄姊妹留意一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, take note of this.
亚伯拉罕能够蒙恩蒙福。绝对没有偶然的。
The reason that Abraham was truly blessed, it was not by chance.
他曾经在神的恩典当中作出牺牲。
But it was through God's grace that he was willing to sacrifice.
作出舍弃，付上代价。
He was willing to give something up and pay the price.
如果大家有留意创世纪第十一章记载。
If you look at the book of Genesis chapter 11.
当神吩咐他。
When God instructed him.
离开本地本族父家。
To leave his country, his people and his father's household.
去神要他去的地方。
To go to a place where God was sending him.
当时他就遵行了。
Abraham obeyed.
但这个遵行呢?
But this obedience.
其实背后是一份很大的牺牲和付上代价。
There was a great sacrifice, and Abraham had to give all these up.
为什么我这样讲呢?
Why do I say this?
因为离开你成长的地方。
Because to leave the place where you grew up.
离开你熟悉的地方。
To leave a place that you are familiar with.
离开你亲人的地方。
And to leave a place where your family is.
等同离开了一个安乐窝。
Is like leaving your comfort zone.
然后去一个你从来没去过的地方。
And to go to a place where you have never been before.
不知道要遇到什么环境。
And you do not know what you will encounter.
那在当中其实是一份的牺牲和舍弃。
There is a great sacrifice.
亚伯拉罕愿意。
Abraham was willing to give.
那我们会看到亚伯拉罕蒙福的第一个原因。
So we can see the first reason that Abraham was blessed.
他愿意在神的心意之下。义无反顾的。作出牺牲。
Is that under the will of God, and without any hesitation, he was willing to sacrifice.
作出舍弃。
Willing to give this up.
但唔单止系咁喎。
And not only so.
如果去到创世纪嘅第二十二章嘅时候咧。
If you look at Genesis chapter 22.
我哋发觉亚伯拉罕喺神面前所作嘅牺牲更加大。
We can see that the sacrifice Abraham was willing to give was even greater.
因为当时神吩咐佢将佢独生子。以撒献上成为燔祭。
Because at the time, God instructed Abraham to give his one and only son Isaac as a burnt offering.
弟兄姊妹在亚伯拉罕的心目当中。
And in the eyes of Abraham.
我相信在他一生当中最宝贵的只有两个人。
And in his entire life, there are two people who are most treasured to him.
一个是他的太太撒拉。
The first is his wife Sarah.
第二个就是他的独生子以撒。
And the second is his only son Isaac.
但是当神的吩咐来到的时候呢。
But when the instruction of God came,
从人的理性的分析呢,
and through the logic and reason of man,
不会这样做,
you would not do this.
绝不可能这样做,
you would absolutely not do this.
但亚伯拉罕愿意这样作出牺牲,
but Abraham was willing to sacrifice.
他愿意作出舍弃,
he was willing to give this up.
他愿意作出无比的代价,
and he was willing to pay this heavy price.
所以当他作出这个决定的时候呢,
so when Abraham made this decision,
神在天上呼叫,
God called out from heaven,
亚伯拉罕 罕、亚伯拉罕。
Abraham, Abraham。
我哋睇到神几喜悦亚伯拉罕呢个愿意作出牺牲舍弃嘅行动。
We can see how God was truly pleased with the action of sacrifice of Abraham。
所以跟住神应许要赐大福俾佢。
So God promised to give him great blessings。
呢个喺圣经当中记载咗一个例子。
And this is an example that is recorded in the Bible。
神其实喺创世以先已经拣选咗亚伯拉罕。
Since creation, God had chosen Abraham。
已经为佢预备咗一切嘅恩典同埋福气。
And he had prepared all the blessings for him.
但亚伯拉罕必须作出牺牲舍弃，付上代价。
But Abraham had to be willing to sacrifice, willing to give it up and pay the heavy price.
好肯定一个事情，如果亚伯拉罕唔系有呢个牺牲舍弃嘅行动嘅话咧
，And certainly, if Abraham did not have this action that of willing to sacrifice,
圣经嘅历史将要改写
，Then the history of the Bible would need to be rewritten.
但感谢神，亚伯拉罕喺神面前蒙恩
，But thanks be to God that Abraham was blessed.
佢有呢个舍嘅行动
，That he had this action of willing to sacrifice.
第二个例子系边个咧
？And what is the second example?
系摩西
，That is Moses.
大家知道摩西喺神面前系一个何等蒙福嘅人
，We know that Moses.Is truly blessed before God.
在婴孩的时候本来应该死在河里面的。
That as an infant he was meant to drown in the river.
神将他从河里面拯救出来。
But God saved him from the river.
不单止这样。
And not only so.
神为他预备了在埃及王宫成长。
God prepared that Moses would grow up in the palace.
在四十年的岁月当中呢。
That in his 40 years.
他有尊贵荣耀的身份和地位。
He had a noble status.
他有豪华享受的生活。
And he had the enjoyment of life.
他亦都在埃及里面学懂了一切的知识和技能。
And he was educated and skilled.
但时候要到的时候呢
But when the time came,
想象不到一件事情发生。
Unimaginably, something happened.
如果大家有看希伯来书的第十一章的记载呢
If you look at the book of Hebrews chapter 11,
摩西因着信
Moses because of his faith,
他愿意作出牺牲
He was willing to sacrifice.
他愿意作出舍弃
He was willing to give up.
他愿意付上代价
And he was willing to pay the price.
就是放弃了他尊贵荣耀的身份和地位。
Is that he was willing to give up the riches and his enjoyments of life.
放弃了他在王宫里面的生活享受。
And to give up the enjoyments of life he had in the palace.
他宁愿去到旷野漂流成为一个牧羊人。
He instead was willing to wander in the desert to shepherd sheep.
四十年的旷野牧羊的人生。是多大的牺牲和舍弃
And in the 40 years of shepherding sheep, how great a sacrifice this was.
但弟兄姊妹没徒然
But brothers and sisters, this was not in vain.
因为40年之后呢
Because after 40 years,
他在何烈山见到燃烧的荆棘
At the mountain of Horeb, he saw the bush that was burning.
他在燃烧荆棘里面呢
And in the burning bush,
看到神所赐下的异象
He saw the vision given from God.
然后跟着他能够去到西乃山上面
And he could go to Mount Sinai.
四十昼夜与神相聚
And for 40 days and 40 nights, he was with the Lord.
他能够得到神所赐下的诫命、律例、典章
And he received the laws and commandments from God.
他能够成为带领以色列民族的领袖
And he was the leader of the Israelites.
他手中所执住的是神自己的杖
And what he held in his hand was a staff from God.
当他举起神的杖的时候呢
And when he raised his staff,
以色列民族的征战就得胜。
The Israelites would be victorious in their battles.
当他举神的杖的时候呢
When he raised this staff,
红海就分开。
The Red Sea was parted.
摩西成为在神面前忠心的神的仆人。
Moses was a faithful servant of the Lord.
大家都知道。
And we know this.
但留意在当中他作出了牺牲和舍弃。
But in this, we must take note that Moses was willing to sacrifice.
所以一个人在神面前蒙恩蒙福无教言。
So a person who is blessed before God is not in vain.
我亦都深信一件事情。
And I deeply believe this.
如果当年摩西不舍得离开埃及王宫的生活和享受
If Moses was not willing to leave his life in Egypt,
他不舍得舍弃他的尊贵身份和地位
If he were not willing to give up his riches and honor and status,
他绝对不会在何烈山见到燃烧的荆棘
He would not see the burning bush at Mount Horeb,
他亦都不会在西乃山能够40昼夜与神会面
And he would not be able to meet with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights at Mount Sinai.
所以一个人在神面前蒙恩，有他舍的行动
So for a person to be blessed,There is an action of sacrifice.
来到新约时代，使徒保罗亦都一样。
And when we come to the New Testament, The Apostle Paul was the same.
弟兄姊妹，我哋其实几羡慕使徒保罗呢个神嘅仆人。
Brothers and sisters, how we admire the Apostle Paul.
佢喺大马色路上遇见主。
That on the road to Damascus he encountered God.
被主光照。
God enlightened him.
被主亲自寻找。
And God himself sought him.
被主亲自拯救。
And he was saved by God.
佢跟住能够见到马其顿嘅异象。
And he could see the vision of Macedon.
然后佢被圣灵差遣。去到欧洲嗰度建立教会。
And he was moved by the Holy Spirit to go to Asia where churches were established.
最后佢能够为主殉道。
And in the end, he was martyred for God.
哦，使徒保罗一个神嘅仆人喺神面前何等大嘅蒙福。
The Apostle Paul was truly blessed by God.
但系如果你留意使徒保罗嘅一生咧
，But if we look at the life of Apostle Paul，
佢喺神面前所作出嘅牺牲同埋舍弃
，The sacrifices that he gave，
你就发觉佢嘅蒙福冇偶然。
Can see he was blessed for a reason.
在《使徒行传》，使徒保罗话：我明明知道圣灵提醒我。
In the book of Acts, the apostle Paul said that he knew that the Holy Spirit was reminding him.
当佢去到耶路撒冷嘅时候咧
，That when he went to Jerusalem,
佢知道好多艰难祸患等待住佢。
He knew that there were many difficulties and troubles that he was to face.
只是佢不以性命为念，也不。看为宝贵
，But he considered his life worth nothing to him.
使徒保罗更进一步嘅见证系乜嘢咧
？And life testimony of Paul
是万事如粪土
，is that he is willing to lose all things
以得着主耶稣基督为至宝
，in comparison to attaining the Lord.
为要得着基督嘅时候咧。他宁愿丢弃万事
，so that if he could attain Christ, he was willing to lose all things.
所以到保罗生命结束嘅时候咧
，so at the conclusion of Paul's life,
他能够作出一个荣耀嘅见证
，he was able to give this testimony.
就系美好嘅仗我打过啦，当跑嘅路我跑尽啦，所信嘅道我守住啦。
Is that I have fought the good fight and I have run the good race.And I have kept the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋从圣经当中去咁样睇嘅时候咧
，Brothers and sisters, if we look at this through the Bible,
神定义要施恩怜悯佢所爱嘅人。
God has purposed to love and give blessings to those He loves.
已经喺基督耶稣里预备好啦。
And in Christ Jesus, this has prepared for us.
但系如果我哋要喺基督耶稣里得着呢份恩典，享受呢份恩典嘅话咧
，But if we are in the Lord Jesus, attain these blessings and to enjoy these blessings,
我哋唔单止有一个坚定不移的决心
We must not only have a firm and steadfast determination
更加需要有一个舍的行动
But we must also have the action of denying or sacrifice
因为这个是这位圣洁公义慈爱的神的原则
Because this is a principle of the holy righteous God
盼望我们不单只掌握一个要字
May we not only grasp the word want
更加能够实践这个舍字
But also this word deny or sacrifice
我相信我只能够下次和大家继续思想舍的行动一些实际的应用
I will discuss with you next time the actions of sacrifice
究竟怎样为主舍呢
So how do we sacrifice for the Lord?
当然我要提醒弟兄姊妹，亦都提醒自己。
So brothers and sisters, I remind you and I remind myself.
当我们要作出这个舍的行动的时候呢
When we are doing this action of sacrifice.
个目标同样不是因为神所预备的恩典。
The goal and the focus is not for the blessings that God has given us.
更加重要背后一股动力是什么呢
But even more importantly, what is the motivation behind it?
是基督耶稣那份牺牲救赎的大爱。
That is the great sacrificial love of our Lord Jesus.
因为当我们知道神已经为我们预备这些恩典和福气的时候呢
Because when we know that God has prepared these blessings for us,
如果当我们得不到的时候呢
If we cannot attain them,
神的心会忧伤难过。
God's heart will be sorrowful.
神会哀哭。
And God will weep.
主耶稣基督哭了。
The Lord Jesus wept.
为了不要令神自己忧伤难过。
So that God does not weep for us.
为了要满足主的心呢
And to please God.
我们定义要向着这个标杆直跑。
We are determined to pursue this goal.
我们不单止坚定不移的决心。
So we not only have a firm and steadfast.
我们也都甘心乐意。作出舍弃的行动
But we are willingly to sacrifice
付上代价
And pay the price
要得着慈爱天父已经为我们预备了一切的恩典和福气
To attain the blessings that God has prepared for us
求主帮助我们
May the Lord help us
在整个救恩的历史当中
So that in all the history
我们必然会宣讲 天父上帝的慈爱恩典。
We will declare the blessings and love of the Heavenly Father.
主耶稣基督十字架上牺牲救赎的大爱。
The great sacrificial love of the Lord Jesus on the cross.
但不要停留在那里。
But let us not stop there.
在救恩历史里面必然包含一个部分。
In the history of salvation, it also includes this.
就是这群在神面前蒙恩的人。
That is these people who are blessed before God.
是不是甘心乐意？义无反顾。
Are they willing without turning back?
永不倒退。
And never receding.
为了爱主的缘故。
And for the love of the Lord.
愿意作出牺牲。
Willing to sacrifice.
愿意作出舍弃。
Willing to give up.
为要满足主的心。
In order to please the Lord.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
我们一直在神的恩典和怜悯当中。
We are under God's grace and mercy.
即使我们人生经过很多危险、试炼、网络。
Although in our lives we go through many dangers, toils and snares.
主，你一直用施恩的手荫庇我们。
But with your gracious hands, you cover us.
主，你更加藉着十字架来拯救了我们这班不配的人。
And through the cross,You have saved us unworthy people.
一班好容易忘恩负义的人。
People who are forgetful.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们在神你的话语当中。
And in your word.
在主耶稣基督的生命榜样里面。
And in the life example of the Lord Jesus.
在历世历代每一个在神面前蒙恩的人的生命当中。
And through all of history, people who are blessed by you.
成为我们学习的榜样。
May they be life examples we can learn from.
主啊，让我们能够学习使徒保罗。
And may we learn from the life example of the Apostle Paul.
让我们真是心中尊主为大。
And may we glorify you as holy.
以主耶稣基督为我们生命当中的挚爱。
And may you be the love of our lives.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
让我们有一份生命的力量。
May we have this strength of life.
甘心乐意的，愿意为主作出牺牲。
And willingly.To sacrifice for the Lord.
愿意为主作出舍弃。
And willing to give something up for the Lord.
愿意为主付上代价。
And willing to pay a heavy price for the Lord.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
同心感恩，仰望祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.